Hi, folks. I just wanted to take a few minutes. I wanted to talk a little bit about a process called anchoring. And I've known about anchoring for probably a couple of years now. And I will say that it's something that I use on a regular basis. I use it not only in business, but I use it in my life. I use it in athletics. A very powerful tool that you can use to access a really powerful and confident state in your body. And what's a state? Let me talk a little bit about what a state is. And I think the best way to have that conversation is to just tell you about some of the states that we go into. And then I think you'll know what I mean. You ever had a time where you're just not feeling good? You're just kind of a little bit depressed? Well, that's a depressed state. I'm sure you've had times in your life where you've been frustrated, and that puts you into a frustrated state. And what a state really is it's really what is going on at that particular moment in your mind, in your body, with your physiology. All of those things put together make up your state. Now, we also have, and this is what the program is really about, we have fearful states that we go into. And a fearful state is not a productive state. Now, for those of you that have had times where you've been extremely fearful, certain things happen to you. Well, your breathing changes. Your breaths become very short and very choppy. And what happens when that takes place is it only actually allows air to get into the top part of your lungs. So not only are you extraordinarily fearful, but you're also in a situation where you're not getting your body really enough oxygen. So that's what happens to the breathing. And then you have what happens to your body. Typically, you will shrink a little bit. You'll shrug down. Your shoulders will cave in forward. You'll usually have a lot of tension in your shoulders. Typically, you'll also have a lot of tension in your jaws. So all of those things. And then, of course, what happens to your thinking? You get this catastrophic story going in your mind about this horrible outcome that you're dreading. So all of those things, those make up a fearful state. And as I just said, a fearful state is not a productive state. Now, all of that said, we've also had times where we have felt extraordinarily confident or extraordinarily powerful in our lives. And that is a state as well. So the question then becomes, how do we access that state whenever we want it? Because that is a productive state. It's going to be a state where you can get things done. It's going to be a state where you can actually push through your fear and take action. And so how do we access that? Well, the way that we access it is a process called anchoring. And what you have to do when you're anchoring is you have to essentially put yourself into that powerful, confident state. And then once you do that, you present a stimulus. And then what happens is, after you put yourself in the state and present the stimulus several times in a row, the two become linked together neurologically. So say your anchor or your stimulus that you're going to present, say you're going to pinch your palm. So what you would do is you would think of a time where you felt absolutely powerful, absolutely confident, absolutely unstoppable. Put yourself in that state. And when you get to the peak of that state, when you're really feeling it, when you're thinking all of the thoughts you had at that particular moment, when you're confident, when you're actually like inside your body back when it happened, and you're seeing all the things that you saw, you're hearing all the things that you heard, and you're really in that state, pinch your palm. And then clear your state, which means get yourself out of the state, think about something else, and then do it again. Relive that experience again. Get to the peak of that state again and pinch your palm. Do it again. Reach peak state, pinch your palm. And then what ends up happening is, after you do that a few times, all you need to do is pinch your palm, and guess what happens? You go right into the confident, powerful state. So that's a fantastic tool to use. I've used it in business, like I said. I've also had several situations where I've used it in athletics. I'll give you an example. Just recently, I was out bowling, and I happened to bowl quite a bit. And I had a really bad first two games. And so I decided in the third game, I was going to create an anchor. So what happened was, after two bad frames, in the third frame, I finally made a good shot. And after the ball hit the pins, all the pins fell, and I had a really good feeling come over my body. It felt fantastic. I felt confident. So what I did at that moment was I bit my bottom lip. And then the next frame, I got up. I was ready to throw the ball. I took a deep breath. And guess what I did? I bit my bottom lip. What did that do? It triggered the confident state in my body. I threw the ball. I did that shot after shot after shot. And my third game was 246. So anchoring works. So use this tool. Use it to access powerful states for yourself. And use it to help you get into the proper state for making calls and pushing through your fear. I hope that helps, and we'll talk to you soon.